I'm here with Brittany Chueniak, who is the Indigenous Services Consultant at the Edmonton Public Library. So Truth and Reconciliation Day is coming up on September 30th, but I also know that the Edmonton Public Library does Indigenous programming not just for this month, but all year round. Can you tell me, Brittany, a little bit about this?
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff that happens regularly. I think at the core of this, we have our Elders in Residence program. We have elders that have drop-in one-on-one sessions or scheduled sessions. We host ceremony and really just try to bring community in if you don't have those pre-existing connections in the city.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's not just for, obviously, Indigenous people. This is for everybody with the programming that you're putting on.
It is. We just really want people to be able to make those connections and learn in a really positive way and in a good way that's culturally appropriate.
How is the Edmonton Public Library kind of approaching this? Do you have partnerships in the community? What does this look like when you're thinking about programming?
Yeah, I think as much as we can support organizations and our friends, the better. So right now we're working with Métis Child and Family Services. If you come to our Stanley A. Milner branch, we have a gorgeous teepee that's on loan from them. Oh. That is really the focal point of our month.
Oh, wow. So if you go downtown to the Stanley Milner Library, there's a teepee set up right now?
There is a teepee set up. And something that is really cool that we realized, in June, is the way that it's set up. You can actually stand on our third floor and look down. You get the bird's eye view of a teepee.
Oh.
Which is so cool.
The pictures. Yes. Is there a story or a moment where you're seeing this Indigenous programming really making an impact in the community?
I do. I have a story that one of our staff had told me when we had the TV up in June. We worked with Métis Child and Family Services that had come for the month, and they were hosting a tea and a craft. And a young man came in, and he was a little bit overwhelmed. He was also very, very hot. And the team started talking to him. They found out actually he'd come down. He lived really far up north and was here for school and just was so overwhelmed by the city. And he walked into the library and there was the teepee and it felt like home.
Oh.
And then we had a moment of can we adopt a 20-year-old man into our fold?
Yes. So, yes. You should.
Yes. Always. Yes. Yes. So we were able to give him a tour of the library, talk about some of our services, get him set up for a library card, and invited him to come back and to have that support.
Because it's not just about books at the libraries. This is a real community staple that happens with all the different programming that are happening. Is there a special event or project that you've done at the Edmonton Public Library around Truth and Reconciliation that's one of your favorites?
Something that our guests can come and do at all of our branches is we will have our reconciliation reflection activity. What it is a small orange paper shirt that you can write a reflection as we're coming up on the 10 years of TRC, your personal commitments, thoughts, anything that really speaks to you. And we'll be displaying them in our branches. And then last year, what we did is all of those shirts came back to me and our team has been lovingly preparing them. They've all been kind of laminated and prepared for installation. Hmm. And we have about 400 that are going to be going up in the TV.
Wow.
In the coming up weeks.
Oh, wow. So 400. That's going to be powerful.
It really is. Seeing them even in the smaller branches was really impactful to see what people really thought of. Mm-hmm. And how they wanted to move forward.
All they need is a library card, right? To come and enjoy and take part of the programming?
Yeah, and you don't even actually need a library card.
Oh, wow.
So you can come to our programming. You don't need a card for a lot of that. A really great thing that we offer is you can actually have on reserve and settlement library cards at Edmonton Public Library. So if you have that, there's a way that you can sign up for a full library card and be able to have all of those resources at your fingertips.
Well, this is what I was so impressed by is when I went to the Edmonton Public Library website and all the Indigenous information and programming and things that are happening, like how do you choose an Indigenous book for a child? There is Indigenous cooking on the website. You've really brought together so many different elements for people to explore. Do you have any favorites?
Oh, that's like asking a favorite child. Ouch. I think anytime we can really support cultural vitalization and bringing community together and being able to visit, those are always my favorites. So if that's, you know, coming in for a cooking class in our beautiful kitchen or having language classes that we partner with either Dan Cardinal, who's coming up, he'll be doing Machif and Cree this month, or working with the Canadian Native Friendship Center on kind of a longer term Cree class with an instructor. There's really some great connection points to really build that familiarity and that kinship tie.
Now, with September 30th, the Truth and Reconciliation Day coming up, could you give us a little sneak peek into any events or things that are happening at the Edmonton Public Library that people can get involved in?
Yeah, so I would say the focal point that we have at our Stanley A. Milner branch is the teepee. So we're hosting some really special things out of there. So we have our children's story time and a family story time, a program called Discovery Club, where kids can kind of like learn and explore. Métis Child and Family Services with us on a couple days a week, and they're doing crafts and kind of conversation. We have an event coming up on the 15th that is Truth and Reconciliation, a Path Forward, an evening in dialogue. We're bringing in Dr. Crystal Fraser, and she's talking about the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, sharing some of her award-winning research and scholarship.
Amazing.
And really, you know, bringing us through a conversation on how to make that accessible to our lives and really look at how we can embody the reconciliation commitment.
This is so great. I love everything that Edmonton Public Library is doing. I think it's really thoughtful the way that it's being put together. And I just go back to that story you told where you have this young man that has to go through the city, which can be so hard if you are not from the city. And then they walk in and see this teepee at the Edmonton Public Library and they feel like it's home. And what a definition of what inclusivity looks like. And it's not that everyone has, you know, can go and put up a teepee in their business or anything like that, but it is such a great representation and story of that. Do you have any final thoughts or things that you want to communicate to the listeners?
I think something that I hope is that, you know, the learning and sharing, it's not scary, right? We're all in this together. I think something that's so important about reconciliation is that we really need to work on this together. And I think the library is a really good, safe place to have these conversations and to be maybe just a little bit uncomfortable, but to be able to work together to really see a future.
I love that. Thank you for all the work that you are doing and your team is doing at the Edmonton Public Library. It's really, really important. And I haven't seen this teepee yet, so I am coming downtown and I hope to see you.
Oh, we're going to find time to have tea and visit as well.
Oh, that will be amazing. Thank you so much for your time, Brittany. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.